USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Russian invasion continues in Ukraine, the United Nations warns Ukraine is facing a growing humanitarian crisis, with reports of tens of thousands of Ukrainians are without food, water, and heat. President Zelensky talking to UK's Parliament via a translator.
We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end, at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting.
After Secretary of State Anthony Blinken offered the idea of sending jets to the conflict, the United States has rejected Poland's offer to send its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. airbase in Germany, saying the proposal raised serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. The charity's Aid Foundation's World Giving Index is reporting America was the world's most generous country this past decade. Not only do we give money, but 72% of Americans help strangers. USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with. Did a really good job and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Telling us more about the burn pits and the men and women of America's fighting force, Tim Berg reports.
President Biden wants the United States to study whether burn pits in the war on terror caused veterans to develop cancer.
When our troops came home, the fittest among them, the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, too many of them were not the same. Headaches, dizziness, numbness, cancer. We don't know yet enough about the connection between burn pits and each of these diseases.
Biden telling an audience in North Texas he thinks it's possible the environmental exposure was similar to how soldiers in Vietnam got cancer from Agent Orange. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
44 million South Koreans head to the polls to elect the country's next president today. They have seen it all, surprises, scandals, and smear campaigns. The winner of the election will face deepening inequity and surging housing prices. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Environmental Protection Agency is set to release millions of genetically altered mosquitoes that are seeking to ward off their natural disease-causing offspring. They're to be released soon in Florida and California, developed by biotechnology company Oxitech. The altered mosquitoes are genetically modified so that males, which do not bite, are released into the wild with females that do bite. The resulting offspring will never survive to reach maturity, the company claims. Opponents say the lack of widespread peer review, scientific data, is a cause for concern. President Biden's claims Tuesday that his administration has not limited domestic oil production are not true, according to Representative Pete Sessions, Republican from Texas, told Newsmax after President Biden announced a ban on Russian oil imports.
They want to get from our bitter enemies their energy rather than taking care of what's necessary here. So how far out of Texas the president and Democrats? They should today go back and build the XL pipeline, because so what if it's some months away from completion? We need to start. The Russian problem is here, and we're going to need to help take care of Europe with our exports, which we can easily do.
It was on this day in 1959, the first Barbie doll goes on display at the American Toy Fair in New York City. 11 inches tall, Barbie was the first mass-produced toy doll in the United States with adult features. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.